Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audio Boom. I want to talk about the Audio Boom mobile app for just a second. For producers, it enables you to record, edit, and file your audio reports when you're on location. You can be out and about anywhere, and your followers and fans can instantly hear your audio, and you can also distribute it to your followers on social media. When it comes to listening, the app is also great. There's a daily download feature, which automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning. That way you can listen offline to your favorite programs, for example this one, on your commute. The U.S. Copyright Office thinks that it's time for AM/FM radio to start paying recording artists for their music, and it's saying so loudly. Also, the preeminent streaming ratings company released webcast metrics for November. I'll get to all of that and more. First, a quick reminder. The new white paper from Rain News is available for a free download. It's called the Streaming Audio Marketplace, and it's a strategic overview of online audio advertising. It's 50 pages long, a good read. It's the most comprehensive piece of intelligence about how ad-supported internet radio works on the business side. To get your copy free of charge, go to rainnews.com and click Rain Reports. As I mentioned, the U.S. Copyright Office published a 245-page critique of music licensing in America, which is a rickety system of conflicting regulations cobbled together over decades. For anyone who wants a detailed overview of how it all works, this is the document to read if you can get through it. The most impactful and controversial change recommended by the Copyright Office? It is that American broadcast radio should pay performance royalties to recording artists and labels for the records that they play on the air. AM/FM radio is exempt from those royalties, and it always has been, even though satellite radio and internet radio do have to pay hefty license fees. All this is standardized by a government body called the Copyright Royalty Board. Many observers in the field think that the music licensing law in the U.S. is terribly outdated, and the Copyright Office document states, "From a copyright perspective, we're trying to deliver bits and bytes through a Victrola." What effect will this landmark document have on U.S. copyright legislation in 2015, which is a crucial year in which new royalty rates will be decided? Well, it won't necessarily change anything. The Copyright Office can only recommend policy. It has no power to change policy beyond that. The radio industry does have some amount of lobbying power to maintain the status quo. Triton Digital released its monthly measurement of how much streaming is happening. The digital ratings firm tracks active sessions. That's the number of streams that people start and stay with for at least 1 minute. Triton applies this measurement to the top 20 streaming platforms that subscribe to its rating service, and then it ranks them in order. The big radio groups are in the list. Pandora is always at the top of the pile by a very large margin. In November, Pandora and nearly all the others dipped, though, by a collective 3%. Which Triton Digital attributed to a Thanksgiving effect. Webcast listening really dropped off during that holiday week. One very interesting fact, nearly 70% of stream listening in November happened on mobile devices. That number has been marching upward every month for a year. Mobile is not the future of streaming audio, it is the now of streaming audio. Pandora held its quarterly earnings call yesterday, including full-year numbers for 2014. Here are the key numbers. Audience size for the leading internet radio service jumped at the end of the fourth quarter to 81.5 million active listeners. That's up from about 76 million in the previous call. Pandora listeners streamed 20 billion hours of music in 2014. On the monetization side, Pandora earned $712 million for the year. That's 58% more than the previous year. Within that number, local advertising revenue reached $153 million. That's important because Pandora has invested in dozens of major market sales teams, and also because local advertising is how Pandora competes directly with broadcast radio. Speaking of advertising revenue in radio and streams, iHeartMedia, formerly Clear Channel, launched a creative advertising studio called Soundboard. The idea is to develop brand marketing integrations, imagine those three words in quotes, where advertisers can build unique campaigns over targeted portions of iHeart's immense broadcast and streaming outlets. It's part of an advertising trend across media categories in which advertising becomes programmed content in one way or another. It is super premium stuff, not sold on the usual basis of impressions, but as custom large-scale deals. Pandora has something similar in its company, and it makes perfect sense for iHeartMedia, with its tremendous reach of 245 million consumers, to jump feet first into this type of collaboration with marketers. Remember Serial, the hit podcast last year? Well, forget Serial. Now it's Invisibilia, also from National Public Radio, and currently grabbing headlines for its big listening audience. In less than 1 month of production, Invisibilia has attracted 10 million plays. Now, it's not exactly apples to apples. Unlike Serial, this new program is also played on the air in hundreds of NPR stations. That is a colossal marketing boost, of course. Even so, another podcast hit helps energize the entire podcasting category. Will 2015 be the year in which podcasting breaks out of its niche? Well, time will tell. For sure, the year is off to a good start. Finally, streaming services continue to expand territorially. At least some of them do. Pandora, which is the leading internet radio service, plays mainly in the U.S., with New Zealand and Australia hanging onto its coattails. But the on-demand services, which can license music in many national markets more easily than internet radio platforms can, well, they go for a global strategy. Most recently, RDO moved into New Zealand, and Tidal, the high-definition music platform, has added dozens of countries to its roster this year alone. And there is one withdrawal to report. Spotify, which had planned to play in Russia, has canceled that plan for now. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like to listen to based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.